Masechet Baba Batra Perek Dalet Mishnah Bet will continue to talk about what is included in the sale of a house. Velo tabor, velo tadut. If somebody has a house that they sold and there's a pit or a cistern under that house, we say that it's not included in the sale of the house. Afal pi shekatav lo amuka viruma, even if in the bill of sale of the house, written in it is that the heights and the depths of the house are included, that doesn't mean that the cisterns that they would use to store water is included in the sale. What he means by the heights and the depths of the house is that the person now has the ability to build another floor, he could dig and make a basement for himself, but it wouldn't give him separate structures that have actual functions like a pit to store water. Again, if he wanted to sell that with the house, what we're pointing out here is it would have to actually be mentioned in the contract. It's not automatic. Problem is, if we're saying that the pit is not included in the sale of the house, but it's located under the house. So how does a person who sold his house now access the pit that the only way to get in was through the house? Rabbi Akiva says that the person who just sold the house has to find a way, he has to buy back his path back to the pit of water that's under the house. According to Rabbi Akiva, a seller sells with a ayin yafeh, with a generous eye. In other words, when he's selling his property, he's not holding things back. He's selling the whole house. So when he sells that house, he's not keeping any of the house for himself. Even a way to access something that he needs, like this water pit. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, he'd have to repurchase the rights from the buyer of the house. According to Hachamim, he does not need to buy a new path into his house. When he's selling his house, included in that sale would be a certain automatic clause that he's holding back on one piece of the house, which would require, which would give, grant him access to the water pit. According to Hachamim, when a person sells, he sells ba'ayin ra'ah. He's stingy, and therefore he makes sure to include a caveat that he's allowed to access his pit, and he does not need to repurchase from the buyer access to the pit. Umoder b'yakiva bizman she'amar lachutz me'elu she'eno sarich likach lo derech. B'yakiva agrees that if the seller is selling, if he said to the buyer that I'm selling you this house except for these items, which is the pit or the cistern, that now he does not have to buy a new path for himself. We said earlier that automatically the pit or the cistern are not included in the sale of the house. So what is the seller doing here when he says, oh, I'm not including the pit or the cistern? That's an extra word here that's unneeded. So learns out Rabbi Akiva, or he's modeh, he agrees in this case, that those extra words of I'm not including the pit or the cistern are now teaching you that he is including a path for himself to access those items. That's what he's throwing in with these extra words. And the logic of Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim would be reversed in the opposite case. We said that Rabbi Akiva says that when a person selling property, he's selling be'ayin yafeh. He's selling and he's being generous. He's giving it all away with it. So when he's selling the house, he's not including for himself the ability to keep a path. Hachamim said the opposite. They said that people sell be'ayin ra'ah. They're very stingy when they sell. So they may be selling the house, but they're very careful to include a path for them, for themselves to access their cistern. So let's see how that logic plays out if a person sold just the pit and the cistern. Mecharan le'ahed, if a person sold the pit or the cistern underneath the house, he sold it to another person, but he kept the house to himself, then the logic becomes switched. According to Rabbi Akiva, the buyer would not have to buy himself a path, because the understanding is the seller of the pit is selling with a generous eye, and therefore he's also including access to that pit with the sale of the pit, of the water pit. According to Hachamim, the seller of the pit in the situation sells with a stingy eye. So when he's selling them the water pit, he's not including access, a path to get to that water pit with it. So therefore, Hachamim would tell us that the buyer here of the pit would have to purchase access for it separately.